Shnei Vlad is in such a case where it's not Shui Moyim, I give a Chumrah of Shnei Vladis. Rashi says what Chaymish Nedid Tapet of Chavzayna Man Aleph, what Chaymish Nedid Vladis, Im Zeh Zohar, if the one that gave birth now was a Zohar, Chashvini maybe Duv in a cave Hevei, maybe there was in a cave also a Hevei, a Hudi Shudah was in the Shoya. Therefore, the tension was Zohar in the cave. Well, the Rabban Rashi says, now the Yarmah that they say, Mepelech Chayiv Yuef, ain't a Vlad, not a Vlad anyway, Zohar Maichum Rik over here, Bahai Vlad, Machrin Allah Lameima Leker Shum Vlad, there's no Vlad at all. V'ein lo dam, she had no dam toy, v'ein no chum delay. Mishum shuya metamin leish v'rayim. As mishum the shuya, we give a chumra, then maybe it has a Vlad. Therefore, you stop me for 2 weeks. But to give you may tire with that, we don't have, because we go to chumra. That's called chayma shnei vladis. Why? Because Shani Yerm Avaret is say that shem in the muach shafir shel shuya. Does was have a right to be afraid that Shem Minimuch maybe it like melted down Shfir, that means the Vlad, Shel Shuya that was inside the Shuya. And Minimuch it also melted down Shuya Shel Shvir, that the center of the Shvir also melted down. So Sakoponim, you see that when the Shuya is tied around the Oirif, we do say it comes from the Oirif. So Tiyufta, so there's a Kashra, the Rebbe, it's a Tiyufta and Rebbe, that he said, Dovashayna Shralta. So Rashi says like this, Shani Yomer, that Vlad Heve Yem Ashuya, V'nimuach Shvir Shashvir, there was a Vlad there, and that they melted down. Then we say, V'shem V'nimuach Shliyosa Shashvir, means that this Kolayma, or Shliyosa Shazer, the placenta of this one Shlefenenu, Nimuach, got melted down. Because the Renishle is not from the one. Hoyl V'enik Shurubay, since it's not this Shuya is not tied on to this Vlad that came out now. So therefore we say, even though there's a Vlad coming out now, maybe there was a different Shulya. Ketanim is what we learn over here, that the Zman Kshek Shuri meant it's possible to have the Shulya tied around the Ariv, and then we say it does come from it. So that's a Kash from Rebbe, the Rebbe before said, Tadav Hashayna Shuratah. So Techlem is a Tiyuftah on Rebbe. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bashaylo, Omar Rav Masno Mashmuel, that Maisa once happened, that even though first she gave birth, and then the placenta came out even 10 days later, we're not afraid to say maybe that placenta was like from another Vlad, there's another lady here, but rather we say even though first came out 10 days later, that placenta is from this first Vlad, there's nothing more than the first Vlad. Nothing more says, when do we say, if first she gave birth, and then the placenta comes out later. So when the placenta comes out later, we say that placenta was first part of the first Vlad, set a new later by itself. But imagine if the placenta would come out first and then later there would be a Vlad, and the Chnami then would say the first Shuya came because of a different Vlad. Now, Omar Rabba Baba Chona, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Maisid once happened, for Toler says Shuya b'Vlad, and the case where first the Vlad came out, and then the Shulya, the placenta came out. Ad Chav Gimel Yom, even though it's 23 days later, still we say that placenta was part of this first Vlad, it's not a new Vlad by itself. Or Malaria of Yeser Gershu said, no, the Maisa was Ad Chav Dalet, or Matlan. You said the case was to 24 days later. Still we're told you that placenta was from this first Vlad. Omer Rav Acha, Buret Raviro, Omer Rav Yitzchok, Maisa has once happened, the case, when the story have Vlad Akachaveroi Lamed Gimel Yom, in the case the first had a Vlad, and then later the placenta first came out 33 days later, a month later, and still we're told to say that placenta was from this first Vlad. It's not a new Vlad by itself. Omalei Rav Yosef, they said no Lamed Alva Martalon, that you told us it was 34 days. That's how long later when the placenta comes out. Still we say it's from this first Vlad. It's more so like this. Honicha, this is very good. Lamandim, Kotvendom, it says, Yoledis Letisha, Yoledis Lamukatoyim, the Nisha that gives birth after 9 months, it could be partially, it doesn't have to be a complete 9 months, but in the middle of the 9th month she could give birth. So then, Mishkakas, I can have a case like this. Terechud Nigmura Tsurosla Seif Shiva. One, the first one gave birth at the end of 7 complete months. And then Viyacha, the next one that came out 33 days later, was Nigmur Tzurosoi, the Tchilas Tisha, the second Vlad, and that was Nigmur at the beginning of the 9th month. Therefore, since 33 days later, it's possible to say it's a new Vlad. But El Laman Diyom, according to Man Diyom, it says no, that your letters to teach if somebody gives birth after 9 months. Any letters in the Keturim, she does not give birth in the middle of the 9th month. It has to be 9 complete months. And so, Michael and Mema, how could you have it then that 33 days later, you could see it, you tell it's a new Vlad? How could it be a new Vlad, Lechuron, that how could it be one's a Zion and one's a test? It can't be Shakayama then, it can't be Michael and Mema. So, Nashua, we're only telling 233 days, and once it's 34, once it's 35 days, then we say it's called a new Vlad this year, it's not the old one. So the question is, how could this be? Michael Meimah, the Gemara says, Nechtam, Eipich Shmait, it turns around the Girsa. And goes like this, Lamed Gimel Lishuya. In the case where the placenta comes out, then if there's a Vlad now, and the placenta comes out even though it's 33 days later, we'll say that Shuya is still part of the first Vlad. But Chav Gimel Vlad means if you give birth now, and the lady give birth to another baby, 23 days later, still will say what? It's from the first birth, like. Because this Chav Gimel Vlad means in the 7th month that one baby was finished at the beginning of the 7th month and the other one came out towards the end of the 7th month. Because during the 7th month, when everybody agrees it could be born, the Mukatoyim, partial of the month. Omer Rabavin ba Rav Ada, Omer Rav Menachem, Ish Kfar Shorim. Some say Beisharim, from the place Beisharim, that Maisa once happened the case for Nishtoye Vlad Echod Achachaveru Gimachadoshim, that you give birth to one kid and then the next kid came out mamish 3 months later. For Rehem Yoshna Fanenu, both are alive. Bevesa Medrish, Omanin, who are these two brothers? Yehuda Vechizkiya, Bnei Rebchiya, the two sons of Rebchiya. So the question is, I, Vamama, we said Enishim Misabreris. The cloud is once Shanisha is pregnant, she can't become pregnant a second time. So how is it possible to say with this Gimel or Chadosh, which gave birth later, 3 months later? Davin was like twins. So Davin was like it's gave birth once. Then the second one, she can't become pregnant while she's pregnant already. So Rabbi Yabai said the case like this. It's not two separate births, but rather Tipa Achas Hoysa. She came pregnant at one shot, there's one Tipa. Then it's Chalkul Ishtam divided into two. And the case is like twins. Echad nigmar tzarasa b'tchila zayin. One's gone finished at the beginning of the 7th month. V'yechad b'seif test. The other one got finished at the end of the 9th month. That's how you can have it. These two kids, two twins, they were born 3 months apart. Yeah. Now it says in the Mishnah that shuyi v'abayis. In the case we have a placenta in the house, so abayis told me that again we say there was a vlad in the placenta and the vlad is mace. Therefore, there's two mismace in the house. Tanraban, what about this? Shilya Babayas, and you have this placenta in the house. So Lochris Habayas told me. The house Takris told me. So Klal is Loisha Shilya Vlad. Not that the Pshat is that we say the Shilya is really a Vlad. Elo Shane Shilya, Shane Vladimo. That Pshat is that when the Shilya came out, there was a Vlad inside it. Even though right now we don't see it, it was Nimuach now. But when it first came out, there was a Vlad inside it and it was Mace. Therefore, there is a Dintumas Mace in the house. These are Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudi, Rabbi Shimon, they all say no metairin. They all know that the bias is tall. We don't say there was a mace there. And the pshat is because we say it was nimuach in the mother's stomach before it came out. So Omer lo Rabbi Meir, said to Rabbi Meir, Iyat Moida, don't you agree? Shim haitziyu yu b'sefel the beis achitzon. Let's say they took this placenta out of this first room where she had the miscarriage. In itself, let's say in a basket and brought it into a second room. Shutor, then the second room, we say for sure, like it got melted down, the Vlad, it's not called the Vlad anymore, and therefore it's torn in the second room. Omer Hansa Rameya said back, Avil, yes, I admit to you. If so, the yes Rameya Veloma, why? Lefi She'eno Omruloi, that Kishem Shein. Like we say, the same way you admit to us in the second room, it already dissolved the uber, the vlad, so it's not called the mace anymore. If so, kach ain't the base of tnimi, we all the same thing in the first house, first room also. Even as soon as the mother had the miscarriage, the shalih came out, we say already it was melted down before it came out, and there's no vlad, there's no mace there. So why do you only say in the second room and not in the first room? Omel Ezra may have said back to him like this. It's not like something melted down one time, melted down two times. In other words, in the first room where it came out there, it didn't melt down yet. Therefore we say when it came out with the vlad. But now when you move it around and bring it to the second room, that makes it melt away, and therefore we say in the second room there's no more vlad anymore. Therefore in the second room, tak, it's torn. Or in the first room, before it dissolved, before it melted down, then we say there was a vlad, therefore there was a tumas meis. The other Gemara says, Yosef Rapopo Achurei Rav Beivoi. Rapopo was sitting in the back of Rav Beivoi, came to Rav Hamnuna, in front of Rav Hamnuna. The Yosef, they're sitting in the corner, they said like this, my time with Rav Shimon, what's the reason of Rav Shimon? They says, now Mishnah, that Ashur Yibabayis, the bias is not Tomei, why? So Mara thought to say like this, Sovar that called tumah shenasar bo me minachar b'teila. Anytime you have tumah, that something else was mixed with it, therefore becomes bottle. So here also, lamaisa we say this shul the vlad became melted down and it got mixed up with the other dam there, and therefore becomes bottle. Rashi says minachar means afilu min tumah to another min tumah, and main the shovel is not the exact same tumah be bottle. This Amru Rapopo said back, Hainu Nami Tamayat Rav Yehuda. This is also the reason of Rav Yehuda for Rav Yosef, that they also say it's Tor. So where it says Achikulai, they left at him, that Maishino Pshita, like what should be the difference of Ada? Once that's the reason of Rav Shimon, Pshita, that's the reason of Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosef also. That they're all saying the exact same Malacha. Amru Rapopo said like this, no, Filo Kihomils or something like this, Lame Incha, a person to say over clearly what the Lachra is and what the reason is. You should say what the reason is. Because, Bolo Nishta come in, don't keep quiet. Become a Rebbe. Don't keep crying in front of your Rebbe, Kaimi Rabbi. Why Mishum Shneva, the Apostle says, Im Navalta bis Nase, Vim Zimus Yad Leper. So Rashi says it means, Im Navalta means Atzmuch al Divre Torah, Sotel bis Nase. If you're not embarrassed to ask questions, you keep on asking questions, that's the way to misnasi, you become great that way. V'yemzimus means if you keep quiet though, sefer losum yadepe, you put your hands into your mouth. Shleitei, you won't know loshev, l'shon won't know the answer back to people that ask you. So if it was good to always speak out and ask questions and say clearly exactly what you mean to say. The other one says, v'yosto shim l'tayim, Rav Shimon goes according to his own tam. Again, after the Shimon says here, that Shul Yivabayis, the vice is Tor, because since there's other things mixed up, the tumor becomes bottle. So Shimon goes the time, mate. The time you've done like this. Mole Tarvud Rekav, the special halacha, if you have a spoonful of Rekav, that's a mace that started to disintegrate already, it started to rot away. So the rotted part of the flesh is called Rekav. So the Mole Tarvud, a spoonful, that's halacha, it has tumas mace on it. What happened? Shenofla toichei ofa kolshu, a drop of dirt fell into this mixture, fell into this rekiv of mace. So lochra is tomei. Tanakama says yes, it's still tomei. You still have the mole tarver, therefore it's tomei. Rav Shimon says no, it's tor. So most of my time, what's the reason of Rav Shimon? My time with Rav Shimon. Omer Rav, Rav says askach tinu l'rav bonan d'rav. I met the rabbonan d'rav. The yasvei the sinu karmel. They said like this. Efsher shelo yirbe shtei predois ofron, a predacher sherekiv. The pshat is that in one part where this offer fell, it fell like two particles of dirt, fell into like one particle of rekiv, of the piece of the flesh of the mace. And therefore, vichosle, it's missing now the moli tarvud. That's the loch lemashim. It seems that you have a moli tarvud spoonful of this rekiv, of this rotted away of the mace, that has a tumas mace. But here, that part of it, one speck of it, was bottle bride, therefore it's not here anymore, it's bottle. Samura says, that maybe that's the reason of Rabbi Shimon. Samura says, no, other Rabbi, let's say just the opposite way around. Yevsha shala yirba, shtei predois, rekov, al predo achas,